Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
Yeah, Gene Tye from Hexagon. Good to see you, Jason. It's nice to have you cover Hexagon again this year.
Yeah, good. What are we in now? What year are we in?
Year 64, I think, now.
It feels like it, right?
We're getting up there. Just about everybody looks at me sideways when I say that number, because we've got a lot of folks that have been there for a long time.
But it's really been 64.
Yes, just about 64.
Wow.
I'll probably change it. But anyway... Yeah. We're in the AARP, and we're looking forward to a nice long run from here on out. You never know. So, Hexagon, thanks to you and the good folks at WTOP, security and so forth. Really appreciate all your support.
Right back at you. Remind our listeners how it got started all those years ago.
There were a couple of folks at the Princeton Triangle Club who got together one day and decided they were going to do a show and say, hey, let's have some fun with politics. We'll do it. And they had such a great time, and they gave the money, I guess, to the Red Cross back then, 1955 we're talking about. And they got three ladies to join them. So there were six of them. They called it, let's call it Hexagon. So it's Hexagon. Now Hexagon Incorporated, and of course it's been going ever since. And about 3 weeks ago up in Silver Spring, the Triangle Club actually had a show, and several of our members were up there to watch them. And frankly, I'd like them to come and join us sometime and collaborate a little bit, because they are the... institute that started us here, the group of guys that got together to do it. And some of them were older, but they were great people, including Charles Isley, who was the one that really started us.
Awesome.
Broke off and made Hexagon what it is today.
So, speaking of what it is today,
yes.
What can we expect this year compared to last year's? I mean, it's similar every year, so they get the old favorites to come out every year. But it's different a little this year because we're in a different time in politics.
Yes, we are. And as we know, we have a president who's made life interesting for everyone, forging ahead. And the show's title is Tweet Land of Liberty. I wonder where the word tweet came from. But anyway, we all enjoy all the material he's been giving us. You watch a little Saturday Night Live and you get a taste for that. But we're going to go in that direction. And we certainly invite everyone to come out and see what we do. I don't know for sure right now who is playing Mr. Trump, but I'm sure we have someone who's going to be good. So about 30 people in the cast, and they've been practicing since December timeframe. So.
Awesome.
We're looking forward to starting in the 2nd of March, going to about the 24th of March, having a really good show.
Awesome. And if any of our listeners, I mean, you and I, you've been doing it for years. I've been out there before hosting and stuff. But let's say for anyone who hasn't been before, give them the basic rundown or what sort of it is. It's like a variety show kind of a paint the picture.
It's a political spoof, all original material. And starting way back springtime, early summertime, and late into the summer to the fall, there are what we call writers' meetings. The writers, some of whom have been writing for Hexagon for decades, come together and provide some really good material for us. And then we take it over, we collaborate, we put something together that's fun, that's nice, that pokes a little fun across the board, both sides of the aisle. Mm-hmm. They put all that together and they marry it with some music that's absolutely fantastic. We have some geniuses that have put that together that are just great. You'll hear some of that when you come to the show. But it became such a fun thing. And, of course, back when Hexagon was in its earlier years in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it became a way for a lot of our members to meet their future spouses. And some of that continues today. But the old Washington's original political satirical comedy
review goes on. So the Hexagon becomes a diamond sometimes?
You got it. It does. There are people there that have a real story to tell. And we have some famous names that have been associated with Hexagon.
Like who?
Do you remember the name Mary Jo Kopechne?
Yes.
Yes. She was a Hexagon member.
Well, that's cool.
And served up on the Hill for a while and worked for a famous senator whose name I won't mention, but that became a story in and of itself and has made her kind of famous. It'd be fun to see the tape of Mary Jo, but back then we didn't have too many videotapes to show, but we know she was there.
Now, in terms of everyone else sort of in the cast and it's a lot of, volunteers, they all have day jobs.
They all have day jobs.
Give us a rundown of maybe a smattering of, some of them are doctors.
We have folks that do federal government work all over the place, several lawyers. In fact, Joe Kaplan, our president, is a lawyer that works on federal cases here in Washington. We have folks that are retired. We have folks that are military. I was former military. We have several people who are retired in that ilk. And a lot of folks that come from industry, folks that have gone from one generation as a youngster to come to industry and are now just fulfilling their day dreams of coming out and just entertaining for the group of people that they can get the attention of. But most are people that have a little bit of something inside them that wants to share with somebody else. I know how to sing. I know how to talk. I've been on stage a little bit, and I enjoy the heck out of it. And that's why.
So, do some of them, you're kind of talking about they have this day job, but then they enjoy Hexagon because it's that creative outlet. Do a lot of them have past experience, in theater, or even if it was high school or whatever,
Believe it or not, I have been on stage. I have actually performed with the Washington Opera with Placido Domingo at one time. And I've had a little time on stage when I didn't remember my lines very well, but I enjoyed the heck out of singing, sang a little bit in school. So that, you know, a lot of us have the backgrounds. We've had people come from all sorts of theater backgrounds, including those that have done professional work, done ballet, done opera, done you know, motion picture work. Some of us have done a little motion picture work just as an extra.
That's know, a, hey, fun. It counts.
Oh, yeah, it does. Every little bit extra counts.
You mentioned sort of the tweeting. What other, I guess, topical topics are explored in some of these sketches?
I can't imagine, Jason, that we wouldn't be talking a little bit about some of the things that have been going on with the Russians, some of the folks on the Hill, and some of the hard work that they've done to try and make the tax bill come. A lot of these things that have just recently happened. One thing that Hexagon prides itself on is taking recent material and trying to inject it in the show. So if you see somebody who, you know, gets a name for himself, you know, of recent, you'll probably see them, you know, show up in the show in one shape or form, including the First Family, including members of the Hill staffs that have come into the news for various reasons, either because of a scandal or something that's happened with, you know, the tax reform bill or something that's happened with the, you know, DACA, you know, the Dreamers, all that stuff. You'll see material from all that.
Well, that's, so, well, and that's one of the cool things about how you, it's an annual thing you guys do that every year. You have to keep it current because you've already burned the material from last year. Yeah. So let's find a new way to reinvent it.
And we're the nonprofit version of Capital Steps. And I've had a number of people come up to me and say, you know, I've been to Capital Steps every year, but I come and see Hexagon because a lot of your stuff is a little better than Hexagon in some ways. A little bit group.
Well, better than Capital Steps, you mean?
Yeah, that's right. Capital Steps is very good. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them there.
We've had some people.
But you're the nonprofit version.
That's right.
So then how does all this get funded then?
Well,
explain how you at least budget it.
We have donations from all of our members. In fact, if you take a look at the program, you'll see that just about every member, including myself, has given a little either to Friends of Hexagon, which is a sponsoring organization, or to Hexagon itself. Mr. Kaplan's been very good about keeping the hat open to everybody that wants to join us. And, of course, online you can always donate to Hexagon, too, and we appreciate that. But we've always been able at the end to try and reach out to a charity. This year's charity is the Grassroots Project, which was started by a Rhodes Scholar, Georgetown, named Tyler Spencer. Tyler went off to Oxford and came back and decided, I've got a kid here, and there are lots of kids here that are suffering from HIV, and trying to steer them away from that was his drive. So he has got a really nice organization. They train their people, and they get out and reach out to the middle schoolers and try to steer them with student athletes towards a better life.
Nice.
So we thought it was a good, decent project. Mr. Spencer's quite a guy, so we're looking forward to having him.
So do part of the ticket sales go to that organization?
Just about all of it does, except for a small portion, which helps us keep operating for things like taxes and so forth. But just about all the check.
Do you know a percentage, maybe? So I can put it in my article?
I think up around 98%, something like that.
So mostly for the charity.
You got it, yes. Here. Just about everything. And we'll be out there, you know, asking people to give donations during the show.
Sure. And in between, we should mention, in between all the sketches that you're talking about, there's a sort of a two-person, almost like SNL weekend update, jokes behind a desk like a newscast. And a lot of years, I mean, you get different guests, but a lot of years it's WTOP anchors.
You betcha. You guys have been great supporting us.
Who do we have this year?
Well, we've got Bruce Allen coming in with Joan Jones. You folks all know them from the morning show here at WTOP. And the gentleman I'm sitting across from, Jason Fraley, is also coming with a friend of his, George Wallace, who's done a lot of sports reporting for WTOP that we really appreciate. But we also have coming on our closing night, we've got Sean Anderson and Hillary Howard, who've been with us for about 20 years now, and they've been marvelous supporters of ours, of course, along with the entire WTOP family. And we really appreciate all the efforts, starting with the Mr. Madigan, Bob Madigan, that many of you know from many years ago, who used to support this show.
The original.
He was the original. He was the mentor. So I salute Bob. Of course, we all do. But
and I got to say, from experience, I hosted it with Bob one time, and I got to say from experience, and just so when you know, we're giving these jokes. We don't write them. They're handed to us. So we're kind of learning them as we're reading it, and so we get to laugh along with it because they're fresh jokes for us, too. So that's part of the fun for us.
And every news break person comes in, and they get to see the scripts ahead of time and say, hey, I want to, you know, change this or maybe, you know, do something else. You never know what the sensitivities are. But we have Every year, Eleanor Holmes Norton, D.C.'s delegate, comes and joins us. She's a big Hexagon supporter, and this year she's coming back, and we'll show her the material, and she'll say, I don't want to talk about this guy or that woman or that issue. It's a little sensitive, so I'll move to something else. But we appreciate having our members of Congress come out and joining us at a sensitive time like this.
And I know you kind of you alluded to it a little earlier, but break down for me the exact timeline again, building up to this in terms of when it's written and the rehearsing and how, you know.
The writers' meetings start summertime, late July, August timeframe into the fall, and we have our auditions. And this year, I think it was early December, and that evolved into getting our cast together with recalls of people in the Christmas time. And then shortly right after that, we started rehearsals that going through the Christmas season into January. And it's almost constantly now, I think at least 4 days a week nowadays. So we'll build up to a crescendo with our dress rehearsal, I think, is on the 1st of March, 2nd of March. That's a Thursday and a Friday. And, of course, the show will be, you know, Friday, Saturday, and with a Sunday matinee going from the 2nd until the 24th, which is our closing night. That's a Saturday.
Nice.
Sean and Hillary are with us. So.
And so it's three nights each weekend, right? Friday,
three
Saturday,
nights.
Sunday.
Friday, Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon.
For about a month.
You got a month run?
Uh-huh. Awesome.
3 March, yeah.
Well, that's exciting. And remind us where it is. It's
at Woodrow Wilson High School, 3950 Chesapeake Street. So come see us, Northwest D.C. We aren't too far from a couple stations. You're helping us, Channel 5, Channel 4, of course. The great people at WTOP.
Right behind the Tenley Metro. So
you
no excuses.
It.
It's
that's
easy,
right.
Easy to get to.
You're on top of it, Jason.
So, and usually there's some street parking there.
There is.
That time
there
of
is
night
some
on
street
it,
parking.
The
and there's also a couple parking lots there and some garage parking for our patrons in case the weather's bad. So we really appreciate
nice.
Everybody in there. Thank you, man.
Absolutely. I guess sort of in closing, what? How can we tell us how we can find out more, you know, the website and what tickets cost? How do we get tickets?
Well, tickets this year are $30 a piece. You can find them on the website. You can contact any member that you want. But I think we also have sent out little cards that demonstrate, you know, what the facts are and so forth with the dates and the calendar and all that. And this year, we're a little differently than past, we have the Newsbreak guests that are actually written in the program. Mm-hmm. So folks that get those advanced copies will be able to see who's coming to see us, especially the folks from here. So
awesome.
We're looking forward to that. We've got a good group of people coming, and we appreciate all the folks that have done a great job, as have people here at TOP. And Channel 7 also did, but Channel 4, so we had a couple of good folks from there. A couple of salutes go out to the folks that have helped us in the past. Doug Hill, Bob Manigan, of course. And some other people that have been just absolutely fantastic in helping this great organization move forward.
Do we have do you have other people hosting other than WTOP that you can share?
Channel 4.
I mean, do you have the names of?
Oh yeah,
let's tease them. There are TV affiliate man.
I think Amy Morris is coming from Bloomberg. We have
former WTOP.
Yeah, and Jim Bohannon from AM 1500 and. I think there's someone from Heather coming from WMAL. I won't mention her name and embarrass her, but we have Jim Loki, who's coming from Channel 5, Fox 5, and the rest of them, I think, mostly are just radio folks and folks from TOP. So.
Who of the Channel 4 people are coming?
Doreen Gensler is actually coming out to see us.
You that's
know, Doreen,
awesome.
And we wanted Jim Vance. You know, Jim Vance
yeah.
has also been with us. Of course, we're going to
rest in peace.
Memorialize him.
Yeah.
But we've had some great support. And we also have Tony Perkins coming from Channel 5. You
nice.
Know him from his time when he used to do the weather way, way back before Good Morning America. And he's coming out to see us on a Saturday night, so first time in a while. So it'll be great.
That's
great
awesome. See a bunch of faces and voices that you hear and see every day.
You so. Got it.
But the most important voices are all the volunteers over at Hexagon. It's always a great cause,
it
and
is.
It's a fun night out. I mean,
you got
just come check it out, guys. Yeah, it's like a tradition around.
Uh-huh.
It's an annual tradition.
You got it, Jason.
All right. Thanks.
Come out and see Jason, too.
Yeah, but no, come
job.
See Gene. Thanks for coming in, Gene.
You betcha.